Welcome to Soap Opera Time Machine, the soap opera's Unseen, exploring off-screen impacts on storylines. You know, what always fascinates me about soap operas is how they're this constantly evolving world shaped by so many unseen forces.
It's true, and today we're diving into those very forces, from actor departures to real-world events, even production changes, to uncover how they've steered these ongoing narratives.
Exactly. I mean, think about it. How many times have we seen a beloved character suddenly disappear? Or a storyline take a completely unexpected turn? There's a whole world behind the scenes impacting what we see on screen.
Right. And sometimes those off-screen influences can be more dramatic than the storylines themselves.
Absolutely. So let's start with something that's almost unique to soaks, SORAs, or soap opera rapid aging syndrome.
Ah, yes. The mysterious phenomenon where children grow up faster than time itself.
Ha. Precisely. It's a fascinating tool, allowing storylines to jump years ahead in an instant, but it can also create some interesting continuity issues.
For sure, like on Days of Our Lives, where a character ended up working in the same hospital as his own great-great-grandson, thanks to repeated sourcing.
It's wild, and it raises so many questions. How do these rapid aging spurts affect character development? What are the narrative benefits and drawbacks? We'll unpack all of that.
Definitely. And we'll also explore how real-world events, like, say, a writer's strike.
Oh, a huge one. The 2007-2008 strike had a massive impact on television, and soaps were no exception.
Yeah. Some shows were canceled, others scrambled for new material. It really shook things up. And then there are the production changes, like the shift to high definition.
Which, while seemingly technical, can actually influence storytelling in surprising ways.
Absolutely. So join us as we pull back the curtain and explore these hidden forces shaping the world of soap operas. It's a story as dramatic and unpredictable as the shows themselves.
So we were talking about all the things that can impact a soap opera storyline, right? And we touched on SORAs, writer strikes, even the shift to HD. But I think one of the biggest and maybe most overlooked is simple actor departures.
Oh, yeah? Huge, right? I mean, soaps rely on these long-running characters, these familiar faces. When one leaves, it can throw a real wrench in the works.
Totally. It's not like a sitcom where, you know, a character might leave and it's a big deal, but the show can kind of readjust. Soaps are different. They're built on these interconnected relationships, decades of history. An actor leaving can unravel a whole web of storylines.
It's true. And the way they handle those departures is fascinating. Sometimes they recast. Sometimes the character dies dramatically. Sometimes they just vanish into the ether.
It can be jarring for the audience.
It is. I mean, there's a whole meta-narrative there, right? This inherent instability. You get attached to a character and boom, they're gone. It's almost like a reflection of real life in a way.
I see what you mean. That constant churn, the unexpected twists and turns. It's a bit like life, isn't it? And I think that's part of what keeps people hooked, that unpredictability.
Exactly. You never know what's going to happen next. And that's different from, say, a sitcom, where you have a pretty good idea of the characters and their dynamics. Soaps are constantly evolving, constantly adapting.
I think that adaptability is key. Think about how many soap operas have survived for decades through changing tastes, changing technologies. They've weathered so many storms, so many changes in the industry.
They really have. And part of that, I think, is this built-in flexibility, this ability to shift gears, to rewrite history on the fly. It's a unique narrative structure.
It is. And it's not always pretty, right? Sometimes the recasts are questionable. Sometimes the storylines take bizarre turns. But it's always engaging.
It's true. And it's a testament to the writers, to their ability to weave these complex narratives, to keep the audience invested even when the ground is constantly shifting beneath their feet. That's a real skill. That's brilliant.
Absolutely. And I think that's why, despite all the challenges, soap operas continue to endure. They offer something unique, something you can't find anywhere else on television. That ongoing drama, that sense of history, that constant evolution. It's a powerful combination.
So we've been discussing the factors that influence soap opera storylines, and it seems actor departures are a major one. But what about the attempts to innovate, to experiment with the format? There's been a lot of that, right?
Oh, absolutely. From web series to crossovers, even changes in distribution. Some have worked, some not so much.
Right. Like the What If episodes, bringing characters from different soaps together. That sounds fascinating. a real experiment with the established formula, almost like a, what, a melodramatic melting pot?
Exactly. And it speaks to this dynamic media landscape trying to reach audiences in new ways. Then there's the example of Soy Tu Dueña, a telenovela breaking into the top 25 broadcast programs.
Mm-hmm.
That's huge.
It is. And it shows how a major sporting event like the World Cup can be leveraged to promote a completely different genre. Who would have thought? It's a testament to clever marketing, really.
Yeah, riding the coattails of something with massive appeal. Smart. But then you have things like the General Hospital night shift experiment.
Which I understand had mixed results. A compelling second season, but perhaps not economically sustainable in the long run. It's a tough balance, isn't it?
Appealing to fans while also trying to attract new viewers.
It is. And sometimes those experiments can backfire, alienating the existing audience. Like shifting from character-driven narratives to more action-adventure storylines. That can really upset long-term fans.
I see. It's almost like betraying the core of what makes a soap opera a soap opera. That sense of history, those interconnected relationships. And what about the shift to online streaming? That's a pretty significant change in distribution, right?
Huge. It's become standard practice now, but it was a later adoption for daytime soaps compared to primetime. And it raises questions like, did not embracing online distribution earlier contribute to some of the struggles soaps have faced?
That's a good question. It's hard to say for sure, but it definitely makes you wonder. And then there's the issue of pacing and editing, right? Trying to keep up with the times, but maybe losing some of that.
Fin de tu stay.
Deliberate, almost leisurely pace that was part of the soap opera's charm?
Absolutely. That shift to a faster, more episodic format, like an hour-long drama, it can alienate viewers who appreciate the slow burn, the anticipation that comes with serialized storytelling. It's a different kind of engagement.
So, reflecting on everything we've talked about, it strikes me how precarious the world of soap operas really is. I mean, you have these long-running shows, these institutions, almost constantly having to adapt to survive.
Yeah, it's true. They're like, these delicate ecosystems constantly being disrupted by outside forces.
Exactly. Actor departures, writer strikes, changing viewing habits. It's a wonder any of them survive at all.
Right. And then you have these attempts to innovate, to experiment with the format, which can be a double-edged sword, right?
Totally. Like the web series, the crossovers, fascinating ideas, but not always successful. Sometimes it seems like the best approach is to stick to the basics, to what makes a soap opera a soap opera.
I see what you mean. Focus on the core elements, the characters, the relationships, the drama. That's what keeps people hooked, right?
Yeah. And the history, that sense of ongoing narrative of a world that's constantly evolving. It's unique to the genre.
Absolutely. It's like a living, breathing organism, always changing, always adapting, and that's what makes it so compelling.
But it's also what makes it so vulnerable, right? Any little change can have a ripple effect, can throw the whole thing off balance.
It's a tough balancing act, appealing to long-term fans while also trying to attract new viewers. And then there's the whole issue of distribution, of keeping up with the times, with online streaming, and
and the faster pace of modern television. Yeah. It's a lot for these shows to contend with, and it makes you wonder, what does the future hold for soap operas?
That's the million-dollar question, isn't it? Can they continue to adapt? Can they find new ways to connect with audiences in this fragmented media landscape? I honestly don't know. It's fascinating to watch, though, this constant evolution, this struggle for survival. It's a drama in itself, almost.
It really is. And speaking of drama, we're out of time. Thanks for tuning in to Soap Opera Time Machine. We'll see you next time when we delve into Well, who knows what the soap opera world will throw at us next.
Exactly. Until then, keep those stories spinning. So long, everyone.